Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chappers isn't with us in the studio again today. He's at the cricket. Hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Very good.
What cricket is this, then?
This is the second one-day international in the NatWest series between England and New Zealand at Edgbaston.
Now, this happened last week where you said you were at the cricket.
Yeah.
But it seemed that you were at a Scissor Sisters gig.
That was just an unfortunate coincidence with the PA system at
because
the time.
Every time we crossed over to you, I didn't feel like dancing was on. Yeah. And it did sound like you were an actual concert.
Yes, but that was just happened to be the PA system.
No matter so the how PA many, system of the cricket was happened to be playing Scissor
it
Sisters.
It did happen to be playing the Scissor Sisters, yeah.
All right, cool. Well,
do you want
put it on now then?
Okay, hang on. You're making this up. You're making it up.
So, you're saying the Scissor Sisters just happens to be on at the PA again, yeah?
I'm not even sure the PA's on.
Well, why can we hear Scissor Sisters then?
Well, I can't see what's going on in your studio, but put it this way, I don't trust either you or Becky or the one that doesn't speak.
Right, okay, turn the effects off then.
All right.
And back on. Well, you let us know how it's going at the cricket a bit later, yeah?
You're such a git.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Back to the actual cricket with Chappers. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Someone on the text says, I don't know why you're doing this denial thing, because they saw you at the front row of the last Scissor Sisters gig they went to, and you were loving it.
I've only ever seen the Scissor Sisters once, and that was at...
Last week.
No, it wasn't last week.
At the cricket.
At the big weekend. Can I turn the effects mic off?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
There you go. There's no cricket going on. That's why the PA is on.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, because it's raining. Do you know who I bumped into here?
Who?
Admittedly, there's a lot of people for you to choose from by asking that.
I could guess for a while.
I bumped into... This bloke came up and introduced himself to me as Chappers, and he was the Chappers that was in that YouTube clip. Do you remember where you were convinced it was me and it was a bloke dancing, doing the David Brent dance outside a pub?
Oh, yeah, and we said it was you.
And he came up and introduced himself. He was very proud of it.
So was he at the Scissor Sisters as well, was he?
No. He's at the cricket, not at the Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
And because it was raining, he didn't have anything to do, so I came up and said hello. And when that was first posted, it had like about 10 people had seen it.
Yeah.
And when he last checked, or rather when his mate last checked, he'd put it up there, it had 16,000.
Wow.
But the best thing is, his mate is a little bit miffed about this, because every time you go on there and leave a comment, it sends a message to his email inbox and has clogged it all up because of all the people who've left comments.
So he's every time he gets a view, he gets an email. Every so he's had like 16,000 emails.
Yeah, a view or a comment, one of the two, he gets an email into his inbox. So the Chappers that I spoke to, now his idiocy has been exposed to the world, is quite happy for people to leave as many comments or view it as many times as possible just to try and clog up his mate's inbox.
If you've not seen this video yet, we did accuse you, Chappers. It does say Chappers.
You accuse me of all sorts of things, don't
it does,
you?
It does say your name on there, though.
There's a naked one of you on there as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
No,
if you go to the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and then go to the bit that says...
More fun in the archive this way.
Yeah. And you will...
Did you rehearse that?
No.
Can you tell? And then you can see the Chappers dancing outside the pub video, David Brent Stiley. And if you want to leave a comment, I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So there's no, you're not here, you've gone all the way there, there's no play at the cricket, and you're sat in a cupboard and they're not even playing.
I'm sat in a porter cabin right at the top of a stand in the pouring rain.
Brilliant.
It's glamorous, my job.
Yeah. We miss you though when you're not here.
Where's this going?
Ha-ha.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, I miss you especially.
Sometimes you don't realise what you've got until it's gone.
What are you about to do?
Nothing. I've just come up with a great solution. Every time that you're not here...
Yeah.
Right? Today, for example...
Yeah.
If we feel that we're missing you a little bit too much, because we don't get to speak to you that often,
mm-hmm.
I just play this.
Moving on to another pursuit for heroes. Firecracker skiing. Good gravy. I'm just three little words for this guy. You're my hero.
Now, these are some clips from a very popular show on Bravo called When Sport Goes Bad. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it kind of rings a bell.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners watch it because they always text in when we come on at 4 o'clock.
They
and go,
do.
Is that...
Now, soul skating is a great way to air out your funky chicken because, I mean, let's face it, no one likes a funky chicken that's not funky.
Listen.
What is that? Go on, say the line.
Well, I do the voice. I didn't write the script.
Did you not write the script yourself?
I didn't write the script. No, the script comes from America.
This is really good.
Now, keep your eye on this, Wiley fella, right? His run-up, right across the field, and making this catch involves a lot of skill. But this one takes... a lot of skull.
Love it.
Thanks very much.
Every time we're not speaking to you today, we're just going to play those clips of When Sport Goes Bad. Is that right with you?
Just please, please remember, I didn't write the script and it puts food in my children's mouth.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
I'm going to speak to one of our listeners now, see what you think about this. Hello, listener.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Scott.
Now, I got your email.
Thank you.
Which is unbelievable. Now, you do a bit of online dating from time to time.
I dabble.
Yeah. I hope you've had more success than when Becky tried to do it and tried to sign up for fitlads.net and then realised that that was for gay people. didn't have much luck, did you?
Got on the same response as I would have done if I'd gone on a normal online
date. See, that's a typical girl thing. She's asking us, like, she's fishy now. Not true at all.
Yeah. You all did it, though. I loved it.
Well, we just went, we didn't actually disagree.
Move on.
Now, back to our listener. You had a message from someone, didn't you, on your profile?
I did. Who looked at my profile at the weekend.
Right, and you emailed me. Now, can you promise me that this, what you've sent me, is 100% true?
100% genuine, Scott.
What did you think when you got this?
I just read and started laughing. But I just couldn't believe it, really.
Okay.
I've never had an email anything like it, and if the listeners hear it, they'll understand why.
It's not the kind of normal, hi, how are you, fancy meeting up sometime, is it?
No, because this was the first contact email. It wasn't a follow-on from any encouragement from me.
Okay, so this is he just randomly kind of messaged you.
Yeah.
Selling himself a lot.
Yeah. Yes, selling himself.
All right, listen to this, chappers, okay?
Right.
He properly goes for it, okay? Now, we've got someone in the office to read this out, okay? This is the first message that our listener here got from this man on the online dating site.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male who'll take you to heaven and back in the bedroom, night after night? Are you ready to feel the pains of delight and nerve endings tingling from your toes to your fingertips and back again, shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire?
How you feeling, chappers?
This is just wrong.
Are you ready for a real man that not only wants your body, but to understand and connect with your heart also? A man that wants to make your ambitions come true.
Do you think he'd, like, just cut and paste this to everybody? What do you think?
It's his standard responding line.
To see your face explode in joy. A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do. A man that wants to have your children, every one of them, and for them to breathe into life whilst he comforts you and holds your hand in your moments of need.
He sounds lovely.
I'm spotting a flaw here. How's he going to have your children?
Well, yeah, no, that's what I was wondering. And maybe it's like Junior.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger again? okay. Is this the kind of man you normally go for, listener?
Well... not really, no.
Okay, let's continue.
A man that will worship you more for bearing his children. A man that will educate and teach the children right from wrong and teach them education and life skills. To reap the rewards in adulthood.
Isn't this a Whitney Houston song? I believe that children are our future. Is that the one? I don't know.
Deserve. A man that will plunder your heart and ravish your body and cuddle up to you afterwards whilst you lay there, deliriously happy, in his arms. I'm that man. Be mine.
We actually had to edit some of that. Yeah, we did. We had to take some words out.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, how weird. How weird is he offering to cuddle afterwards? Seriously, get a grip, man.
Not my usual type.
No.
Because it wants to cuddle you afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of man do you go for normally, then?
Well, quite normal ones, really.
Yeah. And what's put you off about this one?
I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on one thing.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male?
I like it that he's exotic.
Yeah, so do I.
I know. I didn't know exactly how exotic he would be, but I think he goes into a bit of detail. Well, you've cut out some of the detail, which...
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
That's because my ears are too delicate, I think.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone describe themselves as exotic before on a dating site.
Does that just mean pains of ecstasy.
Does that just mean they're a stripper?
I don't know.
Shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire.
A halo of hot, steamy desire? Check that out. Wow.
A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do.
So it sounds like he's going to do whatever and then just... I don't know. Die. If it's the last thing he does, yeah, he's going to have a heart attack and then he's off.
A man that wants to have your children.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Have you replied?
I thought it was best not to.
Really?
I just felt that I was best not to encourage him.
I think you should have just replied saying, no, I'm not ready. Thanks.
Some people think we've actually got David Beckham to read that out.
Well, he asked at the end if I want to be his, and I thought, no, not really.
Okay, everybody, imagine it. Here's David Beckham.
Shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire.
And he's exotic.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male?
Think about it.
Posh is so lucky.
She so is.
She's so lucky.
I know. Listen, thank you for sending that to me. I love it.
No problem. That's all right. Fine. I should keep an eye out for some more.
Yeah, just send them all through, all right?
Okay, thank you, Scott.
I love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Kat.
Where are you, Kat?
I'm in Norfolk at the moment, but I think I might have actually been to lunch with that guy in Reigate a few years ago.
In Reigate?
Yeah.
Right. What makes you think that?
Well, I was on a dating site at the time, and a guy turned up to meet me for lunch to say that his photo bore no resemblance to him would be being generous.
Well, that happens.
Plainly a lie.
Didn't we do something like ages ago on the show where someone put a picture of Jason Donovan up as their... on their profile? And surprisingly, when he turned up, it didn't look anything like him.
He's gone to the trouble of putting a picture of someone else with a parrot on their head, which should have been my first clue, really.
Right, so his profile was someone that wasn't him with a parrot on their head.
A parrot on your head is exotic, though.
That is exotic.
You know, he didn't mention the exotic, but that it all ties in, doesn't it?
Okay, and what happened on the lunch?
Well, I managed to make three courses last 35 minutes, which really should have given him an idea of his time.
You were shoveling it down, weren't you?
And then he then said, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And I said, I'm going shopping, and he wanted to come with me. I then turned my phone off, and I got emails and texts saying, something's wrong with your phone. So he wasn't really picking up on the signals. And then I went into work on the Monday, and there was like a 3-page email saying, I just have never felt this connection with anybody before, and we have... My sister's coming over from America next week, so I think she has to meet you.
Were the words halo of burning desire mentioned at all?
He said he felt something very, very deep inside. So did I think it was nausea.
God. Also, a bloke that wanted to go shopping.
I don't know, what's that all about?
All right, well, I'm going to see if this girl emails me back, because he might be on again, I hope.
If he's in the Reigate area, just don't go there.
Okay, I'll find out. Podcast. Okay, she loves a bargain, so now it's time for Becky's Classifieds. What she does, because she can't afford to go to actual shops, is go online, because there's some amazing bargains on all these sites, aren't there?
Yeah, they're good. Although I have been paid this week, so shops are back on.
Have you been going to shops?
Yeah.
Have you been eating sushi again?
Not quite that well, but I have been out for lunch once.
So, even though you've been paid, you still look through classified ads on the internet?
Yeah, this is just for leisure. You never know when a bargain might come up.
You love it, don't you? Love it.
Yes.
Okay. So, is money no object then? Sky's the limit now?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, what's your first one?
Bird cages.
Beautiful handmade wooden and wire bird cages.
Okay, good.
Sounds good to me. I haven't got a bird, but I don't think that matters in this instance.
Can be for all sorts of use, e.g. home decoration, garden decorative, put some plants in the side, or put a real bird in.
Oh, even put a real bird in.
Now, some people have vases, but I think I might now get a bird cage and just stuff it with plants.
What? Well, maybe just get a plant pot?
Yeah, a bird cage might be more stylish.
And if you own a bar or nightclub, they could be unique.
I think nothing better of going out on a Friday night and just seeing loads of bird cages in the club.
I like it.
Whatever your taste or idea, these beautiful wooden bird cages are great items.
I think Chappers goes to a club with other cages in, not bird cages.
Ooh.
I've heard that.
I love it. He's not here to defend himself.
I know.
There's four of them in different sizes and shapes. Be quick, because once they're gone, they're gone.
How much were they?
40 quid, I think. Although they did different sizes, so it depends on how big you wanted.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
We should get one for Chappers. The extra large one, he might have fit in. We could just have him in the corner when he comes back.
He can incorporate that into the Chappers and Dave World Tour. when he goes around doing student gigs all over the land.
Just standing in a cage throwing sweets out.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Now,
what? Yeah, go on.
This one, before you listen to it, is actually quite scary.
All right.
What to sell your DVD games or PS2s? £1.
Was that
now,
a
I think
want?
I think this guy needs to work on his advert. It all comes in one big long sentence.
What to sell your DVD games or PS2s? Then come to me, and I will always pay you in cash. And come to you when you're okay with it. I never buy just the one item. I always buy the lot of you. Let me know what you got and what you want for it, and I will get you back for it within 2 hours of the email.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, he needed to.
So, not only does he buy the lot of you, he will also get you back for it within 2 hours of the email. I'm still well clear.
I'm steering clear of that.
Yeah.
Now, this next one looks amazing.
Yes.
I've always wanted one of these.
Swap this item. Location, Hammersmith.
Oh, yep.
I have a brand new four-wheel shopping trolley, and I have no need for it.
Why? Shopping? Everyone goes shopping.
Yeah, it's great. Brilliant to have your own one. You know, you don't have to put a pound in every time you go in, do you? Maybe he uses, like, Ocado or something, online shopping.
Yeah.
I'm with Tesco online now. I don't need this anymore. Imagine having your own one, though. Where did he acquire this
in the
first place?
It's never been used, but I know it's 40 quid in the shops.
So, no, not in the supermarket. Hang on a minute. In the supermarkets I go, like you said, you put a pound in. Since when have shopping trolleys been £40?
And when have you ever seen them on sale in a shop? I know for a fact they're £40 in the shops. Where? What shops are you going to where they sell shopping trolleys?
Not sure what I can swap it for, so any suggestions, please let me know what you have.
It's not even fussy.
I would call that my own one.
He's basically got drunk, nicked a shopping trolley, claims it's £40, and now wants to swap for whatever you've got.
I've got a swap for that, actually.
What are you going to swap?
You know my Mambo Twister? Where you can twist.
Twist anywhere
exercise.
At any time.
Yeah. Gone off it a bit.
You're not using it anymore. Muffin Top's coming back.
Yeah, I do this with exercise things. Remember that thing I bought before off of QVC years ago? The Orbitrek elliptical glider. Remember that? I used it for like 6 months. And then I just put my coats on it. My dad's got it now. And the same thing will happen with the Mambo Twister. I'll just give it to my dad. So swap it for a shopping trolley because I quite like one.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing because I actually wanted a shopping trolley. I think it might be, a lot of people are saying, it might be for the older person. You know those ones that they wheel around with the tartan pattern on?
The ankle biters.
Yeah, they stab you in the ankles. I don't want one of them. That's not a good look, is it?
Someone has also mentioned on the text that the Mambo Twister has might have got a bit of wee on it from when we used it in the urinals.
Doesn't that make it more valuable?
Do you want me to put that on the advert?
What?
As weed on by... To quote one local paper, much loved DJ Scott Mills.
Yeah, put that on, whatever. Yeah. Do you think that's going to go for more than the shopping trolley? What was it, Shop and Trolley? £40?
No, it's a straight swap with whatever.
Oh, so I can just straight swap it. Mm. Brilliant. Okay,
well, actually, yeah, we should put the Mambo Twist on as a separate item to get some more money.
Do you think if you have weed on a product, do you have to kind of declare it on your classified application?
I'll have to go on the FAQs.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know what? My team went through last night. I'm really happy. I never used to care or know anything about football, but now I do, thanks to our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd. Because who knows most about football in the world? That's right, 12-year-old boys. It's that time.
He's a football boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. He's a stato boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. So he's the one still at school. He teaches males the offside rule. Little football boy.
And here he is, king of football, it's Lloyd. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mills.
What have you got for me today, Lloyd? What's the first match?
Well, they're both at the same time tonight.
Yeah.
Russia against Sweden.
Yes.
And Greece against Spain.
Oh, no, I don't know who to support out of any of those. Can you give me some tips?
Yeah. In Russia, it's a criminal offence to drive around in a dirty car.
No.
What?
Yes.
What do they do then?
They have to clean it.
Yeah, obviously.
No,
what do they do if it's dirty? What do they? What fine do they impose or whatever?
They get put in prison.
How dirty is dirty though, Lloyd? How dirty does it have to be? Does it have to be kind of like where you can write stuff on the in the dirt?
Yeah.
Clean me.
They should put people who write clean me in prison as well.
I agree.
Because that's the most annoying and funny thing in the world.
Also, available in white should be a punishable offence, I think.
Yeah. John Saltage is all right.
Back in the day.
I still see them.
What, John Saltage ones?
Yeah.
From Flirt Divert, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Where else, Lloyd?
Tattoo are from Russia. They were two girls who kissed each other. Surely that's reason enough to support Russia.
You might be right there.
Yeah.
What else, Lloyd?
Sweden. Your favourite group is from Sweden, isn't it, Scott?
Who's that?
ABBA.
Not my favourite group.
Which is your favourite ABBA song, Scott?
It's hard to choose.
Is it Dancing Queen?
That's one of them. That's one of the classics, that is.
Mine's Take a Chance on Me or Waterloo.
Is it?
What's your favourite one, Chappers?
Fernando.
Right, even though Girls Kissing is good, because of ABBA, I'm going for Sweden.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, there's Spain against Greece.
All right.
I got a sentence for you in Spanish.
Okay.
Brace yourself. Donde peudo compare un bigote falso para mi perro.
Seriously, you could be Spanish.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
No.
Where can I buy a large brown fake moustache for my dog?
Right. Have you got some kind of phrase book with all that in?
Yep.
And that phrase is in there, is it?
Yeah.
Next to, can you tell me the way to the station? What else?
Penelope Cruz is Spanish, and she's well fit.
Yeah. Yep. Spain sound quite good, quite tempting.
Yeah, they are good.
Tell me about the other side.
Over to Greece. An adulterous Greek male was sometimes punished by the removal of his pubic hair and the insertion of a large radish into their rectum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't history amazing?
It is, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah.
Have you made that up?
No.
I'm thinking you don't need to give any more reasons. I think Scott's going to plump for Greece.
My boyfriend's Greek. I know what to do now if he ever snogs someone else. I'm going to call the greengrocers. Yeah.
It's a pound of radishes for Becky tonight.
What else?
The national anthem of Greece has 158 verses.
They're not going to sing that before the match, are they?
Oh, I hope not.
So do I. Yeah, I'll never get started. So.
Maybe if they stick a radish up their backside, then they'll want to sing it quickly.
The Greek people smash plates on the floor for fun. How cool is that?
I know.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding was a funny film. It's about a big fat Greek who gets married. Have you seen it, Scott?
I haven't, no.
Oh, I'd recommend it.
I have seen that.
Oh, have that you? Doesn't surprise me.
It's quite funny, I think.
Okay.
I get it confused with The Wedding Singer, though.
Well, based on that, I'm going for Greece. All right.
Based on what? Based on what?
Based on the fact that it might be quite funny.
Oh, right, okay.
That and the radish.
Yeah.
Right, so it's Sweden and Greece for me
Sweden
tonight.
And Greece.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Pip, pip, doodly doo.
Okay.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. They had to get him in cos Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd!
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are quite liking the idea that you've got a Greek boyfriend. Are you off of Shirley Valentine from the 80s? And a lot of people are saying, why are you going on fitlads.net when you've got a Greek boyfriend?
You never know.
Never know.
There might be someone better.
I just need to,
I didn't mean that. That sounded really rude.
God. I just need to point out that, yes, that 12-year-old there did talk about putting a radish up the rectum and not a rabbit. A lot of people weren't listening closely enough. For all you animal lovers out there, it was definitely not rabbit. Just like to point that out with the Lloyd football feature.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now I've got another call. Hello.
Scott, it's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie, all right?
Yeah, I got exactly the same email.
What?
Exactly, word for word, exactly the same email.
Yes, I've not really read your email properly, but I've just called you back and you said that you've heard about this thing we did earlier on the dating site and you've had exactly the same email, right?
Yep.
Okay, so was it word for word the same?
Every full stop is exactly the same and wow. I got a second one.
You got a second one?
Oh, yes.
Did you reply?
No, not to the first one.
But you
did
to the second one. Actually, I'm reading your email now and I can see what the second bit is. And we've got the man from upstairs in the office down here now to reenact that. Hi, man from upstairs in the office.
Hello.
Can I just say, this is not the computer off Red Dwarf, as someone was saying, or David Beckham, or Jules Holland. Okay, right, so we've got the second part of Natalie's email there from this bloke. Would you do the honours, if you would?
I will.
Okay, go on.
I know what you want. At least what you need. Babies. I'm looking to settle with someone special and would be thrilled to start a family with you and protect and love you. I mean it. I'm a decent, genuine guy and would be thrilled to bits if we were an item and you told me you were pregnant, and we're going to be parents.
That's the second message! Okay, and you're in... Where are you, Southampton?
Yeah.
Wow, he can travel.
He can.
I think the other girl... Where was she?
I can't remember.
I think she was in Leicester or somewhere.
He's probably playing hard to get, isn't he? I love him.
I know. I love him. Let me know if you get any more, all right?
I will do.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Chappers isn't here today. He's at the cricket at Edgbaston, which means that he can't speak to us very often.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am, yeah. Hello.
Okay, well, let me just turn you off for a minute. Because sometimes we get lonely when he's not here. So what we've done is recorded his voice off the TV. From When Sport Goes Bad, which is a great show on Bravo on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, but it's at 2 o'clock, but it's repeated all over the place. So instead of him actually being there, whenever we just play these, it's just like he's with us.
Coming up on When Sport Goes Bad. Men falling down. Ladies falling down. And fish eating people. Then for pudding... Daring or dumb?
Three!
And if that doesn't float your boat, go cool off.
Oh, it floats my boat. No need for me to cool off, chappers. People eating fish?
Fish eating people. People
now,
eating Joe fish
may
is normal.
Consider it arson, but he quickly... Now, Joe may consider it arson, but he quickly learns a valuable lesson. Look before you leap and don't eat before you leap, because while Jay rode down towards the ground, his food had other ideas. So what's today's weather forecast? Partly chunky with scattered showers of beef stew. As for the forecast tomorrow, whatever Jay eats tonight.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Now...
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't need to play those at the moment, really, because you're actually here back
exactly.
with us now. But there was a point where, were you going on the pitch at the cricket or something? We couldn't get hold of you.
Yeah, I had to go on the pitch to do some stuff.
Do you streak and stuff?
No, I don't streak, no. I go on and have a little chat to like some of the England players and people in the crowd and stuff.
Do you have to wear one of those costumes like a bear or a monkey?
No, I just wear jeans and an England one-day kit.
We were very confused by the cricket in Newsbeat that you did there. You didn't seem to know what was going on either.
Well, because when it rains, they change the scores and change the target to try and make it fair. So even though England got 162, New Zealand only need 160 to win.
Oh, okay.
It really is very, very confusing.
I prefer you saying this.
All right, then. Who wants to go to a rodeo? Oof, I know I do. So shall we? Shall we?
Can I just point out that I wasn't doing the noise of the bull?
Right, okay. Can you describe where you are right now then?
I'm in a porter cabin at the top of one of the stands at Edgbaston in Birmingham, watching the cricket down below me. I'm on my own in this porter cabin, there is nobody else.
Mm. Is it all finished now then?
No, it's going to be going on for about another hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
in the Birmingham gloom.
It's not nice in Birmingham today. I spoke to my friend in Birmingham earlier. And can we have the effects mic on again?
Here we go.
Possible.
Ready? Here we go. Now.
Come on then. Excellent.
They're still doing that. I thought they'd be at least on Comfortably Numb by now.
No.
This is just.
I thought they'd be on Laura
reason.
By now.
Oh dear.
Right, turn it off.
I hate being away from
turn
you.
Off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, now more examples of some amazing bargains that you can find online. All you have to do is look hard enough. Becky, who works on the show, she loves a bargain. And you can save yourself a fortune, can't you, Chopper?
You can, you can. She's leading the way and showing us how.
Even though she has been paid now, so the sky's the limit with these. Okay, what have you got for me?
Well, this one I don't think I can be bothered with, to be honest.
Okay.
Old italic nib fountain pen. £1.
So, I thought it was a bit of a bargain, but you've actually got to work for it.
If you've got an old pen lying about in a drawer, check if it's what I'm looking for.
What?
What? Hey? For £1, he wants me to go through my stationery to see if I've got what he wants, which is an italic nib fountain pen. Only for £1.
You don't do anything for £1, do you?
No, he could go to Smith's for that.
He could.
Why does he want me to check my drawers?
No, it's too much of hard work, that.
Yeah.
You can recognise an italic nib because the point's blunt, very much like a chisel.
Yeah.
It's just patronising that.
I've never seen a fountain pen that looks like a chisel.
Happy hunting, and hope to hear from you when we can discuss price.
Oh, so, get lost, happy hunting.
Yeah, and also, he said £1 at the start, but at the end, he blatantly's going to try and knock you down, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he spent the whole weekend hunting, and then he's going to give you 70p for it.
No.
It's not.
Don't bother with that one. Cross that one off.
Yeah, that's right, off.
Next.
Pinus strobus radiator pine tree. £60. Location, Feltham.
So this is a pine tree?
Yeah.
That's also a radiator?
I don't know about that.
Did you think this was going to be something different when you read it? Judging by how the first word was pronounced.
My boyfriend just dug up a pine tree because it's getting too big for the garden.
God, people will sell anything, won't they?
Yeah.
It was originally bought from a garden centre.
Really? You don't say? Where else are you going to get a tree from?
Yeah.
How the heck do you post a pine tree?
Well, here we go.
Oh. And will need to be collected as it's too large to post.
I like the way they actually had to put that on there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't want that either.
No, you might want this one.
Figure. £10.
You see, you get a brand new figure for only £10.
Oh, I want that.
What's she saying about you, Scott?
I don't know, but I want...
She's
what
saying
are you
you're
saying?
Chunky. She's saying you're cuddly.
What are you saying?
No, I'm saying it looks well.
I'm selling this lovely figure. The writing on the bottom of it is too small for me to read, but it's a very nice piece. Phone Dave.
Oh,
seriously,
that's not what you wanted.
I don't care about that classified. Chappers, you run up and down hills for like a year or so.
I know.
And then you get called looking well.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
This one is for you.
She's moving on.
Yeah.
She's ignoring it.
Wanted. Dream Maker. £5,000.
£5,000?
I think you can really help with this.
I'm desperately in love with my girlfriend and would love to make her dreams come true by giving her the wedding of her dreams. But I have no money.
Oh, no, I'm not doing this again.
Hey?
Seriously, I'm far too generous. Okay.
And I'm looking for a kind-hearted person who would like to do something special by donating or arranging our perfect day and making both our dreams come true.
Well, so he wants someone to just pay for his wedding?
Yeah, but I think you'd make a good wedding planner. Have we not talked about this on the show before?
Why would I be good?
Why would he make a good... Just because he's orange doesn't automatically make you a good wedding planner.
Right, so I've just
planner.
Been called fat and orange in this link.
Not, yeah.
Oh, you've got to. He wants a dream maker.
No. Seriously, I can't believe the gall of some people.
What a tight get.
I know. Oh, could you pay for my wedding? The thing is, people like me, who are generous and easily led, will, you know, someone will apply for that and go, yeah, all right then, probably.
More easily led than generous, but yes.
This is a serious advert. No pranks.
Right.
There we go, call him back.
No.
Please ring to confirm that you're not a prank.
What do you do? Phone up and go, hello, I'm not a prank.
Hello, I'm not a prank. Why would I be a good wedding planner? I can't organise anything. I can't even organise my own life. Why would I be any good at that? Organising stuff for other people? No, we don't think so, honey. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Chappers isn't with us today in the studio. He's in Birmingham for the cricket.
Yes.
Is it happening still?
It's still happening, yeah, although it's getting darker and colder, but they're still out there persevering away.
It goes on a bit, cricket, doesn't it?
Well, it's not meant to, but when it rains, it does kind of, you know, delay everything.
I once went to some cricket. I think it was one of those evening ones. What are they called?
What do you mean you think it was an evening one?
No, but you know what are those quick ones called?
2020?
Yeah, I went to that and I was really pleased when it got rained off.
Right.
We quickly left before they came back on.
Where was that then?
At the one in London.
Lords or the Oval?
The Oval, I think it was.
The Oval, right.
I like Lords though. Lords looks quite nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't want to go there to see any cricket.
It's your favourite ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't done that joke this year.
No, we haven't. God for that. Now,
I'll tell you what, though, the Wimbledon joke's coming in a couple of weeks.
Is it 2 weeks away?
Wimbledon starts on Monday, so the annual joke will be 2 weeks on Friday.
Regular listeners who've been here for a couple of years, 3 years or so. Well, no, God, they've done that come around quick.
Doesn't it?
There's an amazing joke which we do every time Wimbledon starts.
I thought there'd be more to do with Queens than Wimbledon. No. I'm intrigued.
I forgot that one this year as well.
We're not going to reveal what the joke is because it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how long to wait? 2 weeks.
2 weeks on Friday.
Now, two of our listeners who've been doing online dating, one of them in Somerset and one of them in Southampton.
I think exotic means Dorset now.
Right. Have got the same message from a man, okay?
Yeah.
On their profile. Neither of them have met up with him because for some reason, and I don't know why, they weren't tempted. Because to me, he sounds like a catch. Now, we had both the girls on earlier who'd had the messages. And what we've done now is put his messages to music in a Baz Luhrmann style, okay? Remember, this is the first email that he sent to both these girls, right? And we've used the voice of a man who works at Radio 1, playing the part of the bloke who sent the message, right?
Yeah.
Tell me that you couldn't resist this man.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male who'll take you to heaven and back in the bedroom, night after night? Are you ready to feel the pains of delight and nerve endings tingling from your toes to your fingertips and back again, shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire? Are you ready for a real man that not only wants your body, but to understand and connect with your heart also? A man that wants to make your ambitions come true, to see your face explode in joy. A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do. A man that wants to have your children, every one of them, and for them to breathe into life whilst he comforts you and holds your hand in your moments of need. A man that will worship you more for bearing his children. A man that will educate and teach the children right from wrong and teach them education and life skills to reap the rewards in adulthood they deserve. A man that will plunder your heart and ravish your body and cuddle up to you afterwards whilst you lay there, deliriously happy, in his arms. I'm that man. Be mine. I know what you want.
at least what you need. Babies. I'm looking to settle with someone special and would be thrilled to start a family with you and protect and love you. I mean it, I'm a decent, genuine guy and would be thrilled to bits if we were an item. And you told me you were pregnant and we're going to be parents.
Ah, that's my favourite.
Number one.
Seriously, we've got to get that in the chart. We really have.
It's quite hypnotic though, isn't it? I think I might be falling for him. Please don't play it again.
It's the bit where he goes, babies.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.